With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The Supreme Court has rejected state attempts to hold Donald Trump off the 2024 primary ballots. The former president spoke after the decision.
I think it's a very big day for America. I think it's a very big day for liberty. And I think it's just a great day for this country. Again, I hope it's unifying like I think, but it is. It's a big step toward unification.
Meanwhile, Super Tuesday is tomorrow.
There's not much suspense surrounding Super Tuesday.
We're not even wondering what states Haley might win because there don't appear to be any of those on the board.
Chris Galdieri, who's a political science professor at St. Anselm College, who says former President Donald Trump certainly has the momentum in his race with Nikki Haley.
He has, other than D.C., won in every contest so far. And even though, you know, you can make a case that he's underperformed his polls and isn't doing as well as you'd expect for somebody running as a quasi-incumbent, the fact is that he is racking up delegates and Nikki Haley isn't.
Voters in 16 states head to the polls tomorrow. I'm Shelley Adler.
Also at SRNnews.com, the National Weather Service warning of an elevated fire risk through today in areas of the northern Texas panhandle where large wildfires are burning. U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says the federal government has devoted funds, equipment, and personnel. The war rages on. State media in Lebanon says an Israeli airstrike in southern Lebanon has killed three paramedics from the terrorist group Hezbollah. And a U.N. envoy says that there are reasonable grounds to believe that Hamas raped women during October 7th attacks on Israel. The Dow is down 7 points, but the NASDAQ is now up 2 points. This is SRN News. Jack Graham, senior pastor at Prestonwood Baptist Church in Dallas, hosts a daily podcast on the Pray.com platform called Bible in a Year. Pastor Graham says the podcast started small but has developed into an amazing experience for him.
When we were approached by the people at Pray.com, they asked me to do it, and we prayed about it and said yes. And honest to goodness, I thought, if we get a couple of 100,000 people on this, it would be great. But I was willing to do it and glad to do it because it was about the Bible. And there's such a hunger for God's Word, and that's the whole point of why this has become what it's become. And so we started, and before you knew it, it took off, and now we're at right at 50 million downloads. It's beyond my imagination.
Graham says through his 250 Bible in a Year episodes on Pray.com, he's reached more people around the world than during his entire lifetime of in-person preaching. The free podcast available at BibleInAYear.com. This is SRN News. Months after Lahaina's wildfire in Hawaii, the environmental impact still being measured, Julie Walker reports on how teams are evaluating debris at local coral reefs off Maui.
Piles of toxic debris. They don't know how chemicals and metals from burned plastics, lead paint, and lithium ion batteries will affect delicate reef ecosystems, but research now underway by the University of Hawaii could provide the community a sense of how the ocean is weathering the disaster. They placed 20 sensors off West Maui that measure temperature, salinity, oxygen, turbidity, and chlorophyll every 5 minutes.
In consumer news, more than 61,000 pounds of steamed chicken soup dumplings sold at Trader Joe's are being recalled for possible containing hard plastic. The 6-ounce serving produced by CJ Foods Manufacturing Beaumont Corporation. More details at SRNnews.com.